This is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Hannah Pham. First name is Hannah, H-A-N-N-A-H, last name is Pham, P-H-A-M, Pham, date of birth 5-4-2021. This letter is being written to Dr. Stephanie Lee Doe. Stephanie, first name, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, Lido, L-E-D-O, Doe, address 1693 Flanagan Drive, FL, FLANIGAN Drive, Flanagan Drive, Suite 100, San Jose, California, 95121. Telephone number 408-274-3881. Fax number 408-274-9053. Dear Dr. Stephanie Lee, first name is Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, last name Lee, L-E-Lee. Thank you for asking me to see this 3-year-old little girl in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Stephanie has had a few reactions to different foods starting at age one, period. First reaction occurred at around age one after she took some after she ate some peanut butter and immediately developed some urticaria and mild vomiting within a few minutes period. She recovered without any intervention or emergency room visit period. She had another reaction to peanut candy bar and improved without any intervention period. Again, there was some mild rash around her mouth and possibly low-grade vomiting period. Ever since then, no peanuts are being given period. She can eat. Mom is not sure whether she can eat other nuts or not, although she feels almond does not seem to be a problem. Certainly, a lot of nut allergy could be cross-reacting, and I recommended to stay away from most nuts till as such time we can establish that there is no significant allergy to other nuts, period. Interestingly, she has a very small reaction to almonds, period. A second reaction occurred to some form of a soup, which resulted in a rash around her face and also abdomen, and that improved without any intervention, period. We are not sure what might be in the soup, but certainly it seems to be some fish or beef or shellfish might have been there, period. She can certainly eat chicken nuggets without any problem, period. There is a history of possible reaction to shrimp and other fish with the perioral rashes, period. She has no trouble drinking milk or eat dairy products, period. She can eat bread, pizza, vegetables, fruits, without any problem, period. Overall, she's growing well, period. There is a history of minor eczema, and that is being treated with some creams and Zyrtec, period. Certainly, allergies are a significant possibility, and are a significant possibility. Examination revealed a very pleasant child who had dry skin, but no other abnormal findings were detected on examination, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. No skin testing has been performed so far, period, RAS in vitro testing demonstrated many positive reaction to many different foods, However, her total IgE is 60, which is normal, period. Certainly, some of the positive reactions are non-specific cross-sensitization rather than true allergies, period. However, I believe her reaction to peanuts, shellfish, and perhaps other finfish are real, and I am recommending that these foods should be avoided, period. Interestingly, she has no reaction to beef, but there is a history of some perioral rashes to beef, period. My final diagnosis, number one, peanut allergy, number two, seafood, shellfish allergy, number three, possibly fish and low-grade beef allergy, period. Interestingly, her peanut component testing revealed a positive reaction to ERA-H2, and that certainly is indicative of indicative of peanut allergy, period. My treatment plan, number one, avoid all the offending foods. Number two, EpiPen usage was discussed, and I've asked the family to come and see me in a few months to make sure that everything is going well as planned, period. Overall, certainly, these tests could be repeated in a near future, and perhaps challenge studies might be necessary, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Hannah Pham. Thank you.